Charlotte is changing. What else is new, right? Census numbers show the city's population is now above 800,000 people. Mecklenburg County's population has doubled in the last 25 years to more than 1 million people today. But change is about more than the growing numbers of people. Properties change hands, and so does their value. Buildings get torn down. Sometimes it's just your favorite bar or restaurant that's lost. And sometimes the entire fabric of a neighborhood changes, and the people who lose out the most are the ones who can least afford it. Today, WFAE begins a periodic series in which we'll visit neighborhoods going through changes, big and small. Our series is called Block by Block. We kick it off with a story on Cherry. It's a historically African-American neighborhood going through gentrification. Safeguards were in place to protect locals from being priced out of their community. City Council unanimously endorsed a long-term vision to protect its character. But as WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn reports, things are not going to plan, and many longtime residents feel jilted by developers and city leaders.
The Cherry neighborhood is about a mile southeast of uptown Charlotte. A large church and well-maintained park sit in the center of Cherry, surrounded by small bungalows with neat lawns. Homes on several streets have picturesque views of the uptown skyline. It's those panoramic views and the neighborhood's closeness to uptown that have led to this. Cherry, a working-class community, is experiencing a housing construction boom. Homes selling for more than $600,000 are replacing the quaint bungalows and duplexes. This 100-acre community was carved out from a large cotton farm in 1891 to provide affordable housing for African-American families. Come on in. 62-year-old Velvety Cherry says her great-grandmother worked in those cotton fields. She lives with her husband in a ranch-style home in Cherry that they own. She was raised in a rental across the street.
The house was there till they tore it down.
That was last year.
It was a little bungalow, three-room house. And it wasn't a very good feeling to know that this was a historic place, historic houses, even though they were small, but they were livable. And when they tore them down, it was really devastating.
At least six upscale homes are being built where Cherry's home used to sit. Virginia Bynum, president of the Cherry Community Organization, or CCO, thinks the new homes, often plunked between small bungalows, are out of character with the neighborhood.
They're not brick. Plus, this neighborhood is not for large two-story houses or whatever, because nobody over here can afford them. So that means that it'll be new people coming in all the time. We'll welcome them if they come in the right way, but not just tear down our houses.
To be sure, change comes to older neighborhoods all the time, but gentrification was not supposed to happen in Cherry. Using mainly federal funds, city officials purchased 125 units from absentee landlords in the 1970s to keep the single-family duplexes and triplexes on those sites affordable rentals. In addition, 3 years ago, City Council unanimously approved a plan that called for the preservation of neighborhoods and building homes compatible with the bungalow character of Cherry. City Planning Coordinator Kent Main says the goal was to protect Cherry's residents.
They use the word gentrification, and that's always a double-edged sword. You don't want to live in a place that gets so far away that everyone who has been there is suddenly not there, and the opportunities for affordable housing are no longer there.
In the 1990s, the city deeded its 125 housing units to CCO to continue maintaining them as affordable rentals, which it did for a while, but
at this point, CCO has lost over 90% of its real estate assets.
That's Cherry native and activist Sylvia Biddle Patton. She talks a lot about developer Stoney Sellers. 10 years ago, his Stone Hunt company bought about 100 of the CCO properties. She says Sellers promised in community meetings he would build affordable townhouses and senior housing that displaced residents could afford. The senior apartments were built, but not the townhouses. Again, Biddle Patton.
When you're talking about parcels that were owned by a nonprofit corporation for years and not being able to see the affordable housing that should have been there to replace it, then that's worth investigating.
Sellers declined interview request. He later sold the property to developers building many of the upscale homes. The city council approved a request by sellers to rezone the properties from multifamily to single-family residences. Council member Patsy Kinsey believes the rezoning went against the plan council approved in 2012.
It was crushing for the neighborhood and for me, the gentrification of the neighborhood and the fact that affordable housing had been originally planned for this area.
Everyone else on the council felt differently. Here's council member Claire Fallon at that meeting.
It makes the neighborhood less crowded and more single use, which is what you want, I would imagine, in the end, because it benefits you better to have nice single-family homes than multi-family right now.
I know changes are going to come, not changes like this.
That's Cherry native Doris Dennis, whose bungalow is diagonally across the street from a nearly 3,200-square-foot new home.
The new homes are going to outnumber us, but they moved to Cherry, so they're going to have to accept it. I'll say, you and Cherry. They might have their own private fences and whatever else, but they're going to miss out.
The they Dennis is referring to are whites whose entry into the neighborhood is causing some resentment. Kristen Cooper is white and built a nearly 3,000-square-foot home in Cherry.
As years go by, things change, and I think you have to adapt to change, and I think everyone here is getting along. I think the biggest problem is just the builders, and I think that's really where everybody's getting upset, you know? Nobody wants to be pushed out of their home. I understand that.
Those displacements are hard to take, says Cherry and her husband, Hayward.
This elderly man down on the corner moved out. He used to have a beautiful garden.
It's a heartbreaking situation. And now we don't know anyone hardly over here anymore. All the newcomers are 99% white. I'm just hoping and praying that we'll be able to save some of this community for some of our people, and I mean black people.
There has been talk of making Cherry an historic district, but with so many of the original homes gone, Mary Newsom of UNC Charlotte's Urban Institute doubts it would qualify.
A lot of the historic flavor still exists in some places, and in other places it's large houses that have nothing to do with the historic character of the neighborhood. I'm afraid that it may be too late.
CCO officials say they are looking at making Cherry a conservation district to preserve the community's character. City Council would have to approve an ordinance that allows such a district to be created. Meanwhile, the council recently approved the sale of property the city owned in Cherry to the developer to build 30 affordable housing units. The Housing Authority also has plans to build about 80 other low-rent units there. For WFAE News, I'm Gwendolyn Glenn in Charlotte.